Hey, you.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, man, I just had to load this big-ass 28-foot ladder. This thing is heavy.
I bet it is. That's a lot of ladder.
Went off sale yesterday.
Ah, nice. So you're getting a deal on it.
No, I went off sale yesterday.
Oh, off sale. I thought you said on sale, and that's why I was
going,
woohoo.
No, that would be awesome. Yeah, I was off sale yesterday, and I asked the manager, I said, I buy all kind of shit from here. He said, you know what? I can't change the code because the code, if you look at it, is the date. I'm like, oh, my God, they're so smart at Home Depot.
Some
they
days.
Get the code, the date. So when you go to put the code in, it's like, no, dummy, it's the date. So $50 I lost out on.
Ah, darn it. Well,
okay.
You know,
a lot of money in jail.
Well, I was going to say, I saved you $50. On
yeah.
your deal, so there we go.
That's 50 a month, isn't it?
Yeah. So,
okay,
hey.
You saved me $600. I owe you a steak dinner at Ruth Chris.
Yeah, right. I might take you up on that.
I'm coming to Colorado, too, so don't freak out if I call you.
Well, please do. Get a hold of me. And are you really coming to Colorado?
In Boulder City?
What's that?
You live in Boulder City?
No, I'm out on the western slope. I'm on the other side of Colorado. Montrose is the city.
Montrose? Wow, that must be really small.
I think about 20,000 people. We're not big at all.
Wow.
Yeah,
Is it up in the mountains? Or is it flat?
Well, where I live, Montrose is actually high desert, but just 30 minutes to the south is the San Juan Mountain Range, and 14,000 foot mountains and rugged terrain. It's old mining territory up there. We go up the time to run the four wheel drive trails. One of my favorite things. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's all kinds of old mines still up there that you can stop and see.
That would be so neat. I'd like to come up there and get on some mushrooms and do like a mushroom cave, like stay in the cave for like a couple of days and do like a mushroom. Like a cleansing,
gotcha.
Like a renewing or rebirthing.
Gotcha. Huh.
Yeah.
I'd have to think.
It's pretty popular.
I'd have to think on where you might be able to do that at. There are some old mining drifts, too, that you can get into. I don't think where they are, though. A lot of them, so they went around a few years ago, and they're probably still doing it. Closing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, some of them, they even filled the openings with concrete. So unless you got a jackhammer in a few days, you're not getting in real easy.
Wow, that's smart,
Yeah, well, it's to protect people. They had too many people dying in the old mines so a lot of times the mines were abandoned because they were, I'm going all off in history and shit, stuff.
Right.
A lot of times they would hit water in the mountain. So the mine would start filling with water, which caused them to abandon them. But they would drill back, so in straight, but then they'd go down. So down is a shaft, level is a drift. But to the shaft could fill with water, and if you're walking through there, it would look like just a water puddle, but it could be hundreds of feet deep, and people were drowning in them. And and there were cave-ins and collapses too. But yeah,
scary.
Yeah, I love it though. One of my favorite things is, it's all off-road, so you need a four-wheel drive. We've got a Hummer that I like taking up there, but I like running the more technical trails where it's, to me, it's a sport. You have to figure out, you know, where your tire is going to hit to make sure you don't flip it. And or go off the mountain. So yeah, it's just, I'm an adrenaline junkie. So I love it. I love it.
That is cool.
Yeah. If you come out this way, I'll give you the tour. We'll take you on some of the trails and show you around.
Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
I looked up Montrose and you're right. It's 20,150 people.
Oh wow. I got it right. Yep. We're pretty rural. We're pretty rural out here.
Been a municipality since 140 years ago.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
1882.
Now that I didn't know. Yeah, I love it out here.
Mayor's Barbara Bynum.
Yep. Now that part I did know. Wade Bynum. I'll be darned. All right, Wade.
Almost like Busky. It's close to Busky.
Almost. All right, so let's get some info down here and get you finished up. Let's see, and I'll fill you in on more mining history at another time. I'm full of it. Yeah, it is beautiful out here. When if you look up the Million Dollar Highway, it goes between here and a little town called Silverton. It's, they featured it on Dangerous Drives. It's highway, it's state high, or, is it U.S.? U.S. highway, U.S. Highway 550. There's no guardrails, and it's skinny, and it's slow going, but it's all paved, but it's corners, and you're going over mountains, and there's waterfalls along the way. It's just, dollars.
It's on dangerousroads.com. It's the most beautiful roads in America.
There you go. Yep. That's the one. Beautiful area. Okay. So business name, company name. I've got all caps AAA and then Advanced Residential Rehab, LLC.
That sounds good. I don't know about the comma though. Do we need the comma?
Don't have to have it. I'll take it out.
Okay.
And then address, I've got 4113 Ripken, R-I-P-K-E-N, Circle East.
That's a negative.
Okay.
A negative.
Taken. So, bad address.
Yes, old one. Way old one, actually.
Oh. All right. Let me get it out of here.
Where's that address? Is that from a Google search you found that?
That was... Might have been on old Angie's listing, probably.
Yeah.
Could be. I'm not sure where they get it from. We've got an inventory department that goes looking for companies that might be good partners. And if they find an address, they plunk it in there. So that's all right. We can override it. What's the correct address, Wade?
Just sending my girl a text letting her know that we're going to Colorado soon.
All right.
She's great. You'll love her. She's a little older than me, but she's awesome.
Nice.
The address is 12048.
1204.
Scarsdale. Scarsdale, S-C-A-R-S-E-A-L-E, Drive.
S-C-A-R-S-E-A-L-E.
Got it.
Okay. Got it. Drive.
That's a beautiful Jacksonville, beautiful Jacksonville, Florida. Jack, you can use Jack.
Well, for my.
Oh, it probably auto corrects you into Jacksonville.
Oh yeah, it does.
If you thought it was, fences and boundaries are called. It won't let you get outside their parameters. Yeah, it's a programming thing.
Gotcha.
Well, your husband is popular. That's a popular guy you got there.
he's all over the internet. I actually am.
I love
too.
It.
I'm from my previous businesses. All right.
Sure.
And what was the zip again, Wade? I think you read it out by the end.
What's the problem? 32246.
32246. And, I want to check the street name again. So 12048 Scarsdale, S-C-A-R-S. E-A-L-E, Drive.
Yo, you're missing the D.
That's what I thought. Scarsdale. That's what I thought it should have been. All right,
you got it.
Got it. Garfield Drive, Jacksonville. And then your cell phone, is that also your business line, Wade?
It is, the 654.
Perfect. All right, perfect. Yeah, 4934.
That's it.
Okay, and did I sent you, yeah, I sent you those three texts. We're done with that. Got you the emails. Oh, do you have access to that email? Right, I mean like now.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, perfect. So in a minute I'll send you over a couple I'll need you to do something with. Okay, next thing, I need to schedule your onboarding call. And that, we block out an hour, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. So that'll be with our tech. What they'll do is quality control first, making sure that I intook all of your information correctly, spelling, all of that good stuff. Go over keywords again, make sure we got those right, see if they can think of any others to add. Get your login to that dashboard, and a few other things.
Right.
So, and it's at your earliest convenience. So we like, that's really what kicks everything off. So we don't like to sit around after we've taken your money. So we can look at, got a couple slots for them this afternoon, or we can look at tomorrow. Tomorrow I've got, okay, perfect. Let me see here. I think it'll be enough time. So it's noon there now. We could actually do 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
Later on, because I have a few things I got to do. 4 o'clock would be good.
I was just going to say 4 o'clock was the next one. Perfect. I'll put you in for four. Double check that. There we go. All right. And then let me build this calendar appointment and try not to goof it. I screwed somebody else's up last week, and my tech pinged me this morning. Whoa, what did you mean? And it was just wrong. I had it all in there wrong. It happens once in a while. I try to be perfect, but it doesn't always come out that way.
I hate the P word.
it isn't. It definitely isn't. I shoot for it, but it doesn't always happen.
OCD is kinda, son of a bitch.
It is, isn't it?
I take medication for it,
but
still
have it. Right, me too. And I'm the person that sits there reading a magazine with a red pen and making corrections, making edits.
Oh, you do have
terrible. Oh yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. It is a sick illness for sure. All right, Wade. So I just sent you a text, or I'm sorry, email. The subject line reads "Local Splash CIE," and that's a calendar appointment. Let me know when you get that one. Should be just right along there shortly.
Waiting on a slow painter to help me.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Waiting on a lady, a slow lady to help me move this ladder. I got half of it suspended.
Ah, gotcha.
Hold on 1 minute.
All right, and I'm going to set that up. While we're waiting for that email to come to you, I've got to actually set that appointment up in three different places for three different folks. Here we are. So I'll get theirs set up.
Oh, y'all want to take it? Y'all can take it then.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah. I usually set it down and take all the stuff off of it. It is. I'm saying, let me
go in the garage and set it, all the crap off of it.
You got to go in the front door.
No,
you couldn't get through there. Hey, you might want to remove that drop coffee tape in there and put down brown paper. because a ladder on a drop cloth is a no-no. Unless it falls on a paper line. Okay, great. That'll be great. Y'all be careful, please. No problem. Please let me call you. I'm ready. I got to make it easy for you because that makes it easy for me. Watch that. Things are off. I bought 4 or 5 sets of blades. What happens is I take it out of the bonus I was going to give you because it comes. Don't get the pun. Oh.
He's underneath his body.
No. No. I already tested them that we're using seal tape. We don't bring them in. See ya.
Oops. All right, Wade, did that email make it to you?
Let me look. Hold on a second. Love people that don't listen.
Oh, I hate that. Hate it.
Especially when I have to say it 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, right?
They still try to, everything I say, they try to think of some way smarter or cooler, or they reinvent the wheel on everything I suggest.
Yup.
And it takes so much of my time and so much of my patience. It becomes very frustrating.
Yep, it does.
So I'm dealing with that now. Let's see. My girl said, let's go for the Montrose.
Awesome.
All right, so I got a text from you that says local splash call tracking.
Oh, that's informational. That's on the call and lead tracking where we track
okay. How
many clicks and calls you're getting. Nope, this would be an email, and it'll subject line should be local splash CIE.
Oh, here it is. G. Busky at Relevant,
Ads. Yeah, that's our parent company is Relevant Ads. We use their
Monday,
email.
Monday 1 to 2. You got the time wrong, though.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's specific time. That's why. It is actually right.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah.
So, was it 5 to 6 or 4 to 5? What is that for me?
It is. It's 4 o'clock your time.
So 4 to 5, is that what it's saying?
Yep, exactly.
Okay. And then 5 for Wade Tiller, yes, no, maybe. So I hit yes?
Please. That would be great.
All right. Now, oh, it's auto-importing into my calendar.
Yep, it should be.
Okay,
hopefully it does the time conversion for you, though. That it would be something probably in the settings. On your calendar that it's not converting, because it should automatically.
Oh, just use Spackle. Yeah, there's some in there. Thank you for being flexible. Thank you for your help.
Let's see. July the 11th. What's in the plan?
That's today. Today at 4.
Didn't go into my thing, but that's okay. I can get you ready for
okay.
it. I didn't go. Reply, more options. Oh.
Did it work?
What happened. I clicked the yes, no, maybe, and it took me to my calendar. I guess I'm supposed to put it in. Here it is. Open with calendar.
Awesome. Now, did
it? Add the calendar. I had to allow it. It took me to a screen that was wanting me to okay it.
Gotcha.
So that did. It converted it. Oh, here's the picture of
perfect.
It. Perfect. Gorgeous.
Well, I think, thank you. Thank you, thank you. I appreciate that.
So let's see. Add the calendar. W Tiller. I have too many W-Tillers now, unfortunately. It doesn't know which one. Oh, I did it on both.
Oh, my.
That's kind of cool. I think I missed it.
Weird too. It didn't update on my end, but that's all right.
Sure,
I got verbal confirmation, so we're good. Oh, good. Well, let me check again. Yeah, nope, not yet. We'll give it a minute. I'm not going to worry too bad about it. All right. And Wade, when we hung up earlier and I closed out of your account, it wiped out Sarah's last name. Can you tell me what that was again?
Sarah?
Yeah, what her last name for the card. Oh, no. What am I thinking? Nothing. Just strike that. I looked at the wrong stinking screen.
Oh,
all
yeah,
right.
Sarah, how did you know that's my ex-girlfriend's name? I'm like, what? How did you know
I didn't, actually.
I was like, wow, this is crazy.
Oh, wow. Sorry to dig up old memories. Oh, man. You know, I did not.
I was like, wow, Sarah's behind this?
No, oh, let's not. Go there. Oh, wow. All right, and we got you at 249. Let me set up your subscription here. Come on, machine. There we go. I love how slow it is today. Not so much.
It happens.
It does. And then it'll wake up. And then...
Hold on 1 second, this is my painter. 1 second, okay?
No problem, go ahead.
Hey, sorry about that.
No worries. Okay, and then areas outside of Jacksonville that you'd like to hit. Good honey holes.
Clamavidra, Ponta Vedra.
You'll have to spell that.
P-O-N-T-E, which is Spanish for point.
Okay.
Vedra, which is green, V-E-V-R-E.
Gotcha. All right.
Panavedra. Panavedra. You got to put dip in your mouth. It's a real enunciation. You need a dip.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Any other areas?
Villano Beach. V-I-L-L-A-N-O. Beach.
V-I-L-L-A-N-O Beach, got it?
Villano Beach, yep, it's gorgeous.
It's I bet.
It's super expensive, though. It's like, Ponte Vedra is like where all the stars and stuff have homes, and the pro golfers, and the advertising moguls, and all the, there's a huge Johnson & Johnson executive pack here.
Nice.
There's 1,000 millionaires from Johnson & Johnson. They all live in Ponte Vedra and Villano Beach.
Definitely places you want to hit. All right. Any other?
Gorgeous. I mean, everything with Jacksonville is going to be Jack's Beach and our Atlantic Beach and Seminole Beach and all that's probably included, right?
Yes. Yep.
How many miles am I going outside of my...
You know, we can go as far as you want. So this is actually for the Facebook advertising. So we can go out as far as you want and hit as many areas as you want. But I would recommend the fewer the better because then advertising dollars go farther. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
It's a volume or perfection level ratio.
Yep.
I got it. Let's keep it there then.
Perfect. That's what I would recommend. And then do you prefer that we contact you by phone, text, or email, or is all of the above good?
Any of it's actually good. If you can't reach me by text, my text is the quickest, but then after that comes email, and then phone is third, but still effective.
Okay. And we'll contact you by all of those methods. It's just it, which one you prefer us to try first. So that's perfect.
Yep.
And then, let me see here. You have, I think you already had your Google business profile set up, didn't you?
I do, yeah. I have 105.0.
Okay. That's
really
right. Yeah, no doubt.
I got one 4-star, and I had a 1-star from a lady from a phone call, and it dropped to 4.9, and it pissed me off. I'm like, I'm not a 4.9. It was ridiculous.
Well, we'll help you bury her review some more. All right, I think we got everything. Let me just skim through here and make sure I didn't miss anything. And no typos that I can see. Okay, that looks good. Pop those notes in a couple places. All right. Whoops. Put it in the right spot. I put it in too many places. That's okay. Better than not enough places.
I like the way you're thinking. You are very thorough.
Yes, I am. I am. Definitely. I don't like it when the tech department calls me and says, Gail, this is goofed up. It bothers me because I try not to have that happen. All right. So we're to billing. So as it appears on the credit card, is there a middle and, oh, you said it's going to appear as Barney.
No, middle and Tiller. Yep, Barney and Tiller, and then AAA advanced.
Okay. And why it wipes that out when we close, but that's all right. We'll fix it. And then phone number attached to that account, I would assume, is your cell.
Yes.
And address the same,
Yes.
It wiped it out on me. Oh.
It does that to protect me.
Yeah, it does, but it ticked me off. There we go.
But I can see it. Oh, reconstituted?
Yeah, I found it. I got it, and it's going to get fixed again right now.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I have to put my address on Angie's list, too, today, so I will handle that.
Nice. Oh, I do need your zip one more time. Everything else I got the Scarsdale. We're good there. But what was the zip again, please?
32246.
32246. Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll fix that, and it's going to stick this time. It's not going to wipe it out.
I like it.
Probably because we hadn't run it through yet, it reverted back. And yes, it does that to protect you, which...
Yep. You might have somebody like a cleaning lady or a tradesman in your house and looking over your shoulder, and it hides it until you need it.
Yep, exactly. Well, and I do like to, when I take your credit card digits, it X's them out as I type them, like it would with a password.
Right.
So... Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Good.
All right, Wade. Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
I have a MasterCard.
Master. All right, and I'm ready for those digits. What was that?
Is it MasterCard or MasterCard?
MasterCard.
Oh, yep. Okay. I used to have a Visa, but America changed over to MasterCard for some reason.
Interesting. They don't do that very often.
No, probably cheaper.
Probably. And I'm ready for those digits when you are. I'll read back each 4 as you give them to me. That way I can watch them as they go in and make sure I got them right, okay?
And you're alone or with a husband only, right?
Just my husband.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
5348.
5348.
6000.
6000.
1939.
Sorry, is that 19 or 49?
1939.
1939. Okay.
0134.
0134. Perfect. And what's the expiration, please?
06 of 27.
All right. And the security code, please.
Security code is 461.
Got it. I'll update that, and then I will send that through, and then we'll do the voice verification, and there will be one more email that will come to you, but I'll let you know when it's on the way, and then we'll have to do a couple steps on that email. All right, perfect. So that email should be on the way, and the subject line will be local splash initial invoice. And that's going to be a duplicate of the voice verification, which I'm going to read to you now. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners. It is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So it outlines what Local Splash is going to do. So for you, it's a non-binding contract. So in a couple of places, I'll say non-contractual agreement, just a goofy way of saying this is what we're doing, but you're not contractually obligated. All right. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
AAA Advanced Residential Rehab.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Barney Wade Tiller, and my title is President and Hostage Negotiator.
I love it. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, July 11th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $348, the breakout of which is $249 for your first month and a one-time $99 setup fee. Going forward, your monthly rate is a flat $249. There are no hidden taxes, additional put fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 11th of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after September 11th. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. And how much is the cancellation?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
How much was the cancellation?
No fee for cancellation. There's no buyout.
Oh.
Yeah, no. No.
Okay, in the first month, if I hate it, I can cancel it in the first month at zero cost.
You can, yes. I sure hope
Which
you
I
don't,
would never
though.
Do. I would never, because it takes time for stuff to work. I get it.
And I won't give you tours around the mines in Colorado if you do that either.
Exactly. That's part of the package,
baby. It is.
Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm a painter. I know that it takes time to get stuff right.
It does. It does. But yeah, we're pretty quick in the grand scheme of things. All right.
Like
and
it.
Then, Wade, did that email make it to you? Local Splash initial invoice.
Let me check. How you doing, boss? Initial invoice, yes.
All right. There should be an accept button in there. If you hit that, and then it'll ask. Yep. It'll ask you to type your name as it appears. It wants it exact.
Google Business Profile Optimization, Directory Submissions, Landing Page, Google Ads, Google Workspace, LSA.
Yep.
Advanced reporting and client support, which is you, SMS communication, there's my phone number, delivery dates and client responsiveness, payments, 99, 149, 0, 100. Oh, so it's a split between local bundle and Facebook ads.
Yes, so we're going to do Facebook ads to get you out into, what's that?
But you manage it.
Yep, we'll write the ad then, we manage them. All you have to do is answer the phone when they call.
I love this. Cancellation and refunds. I certify I'm the authorized holder and signer. Click there.
Yes, please.
Signature. I guess this is where they want me to sign.
Yes, please.
Do I do the B word or do I do the wave?
It'll be the B word.
Got it. I hate that name. I wish I could change it, but I got in trouble as a kid. And once you get in trouble, they don't let you change your name over and over and over.
Oh, man.
Which makes sense.
It does.
7/11/22. Is that today?
That is today. Believe it or not,
wow,
it's already 7/11. The 11th.
That's insane. 7/11.
I know.
Says signature does not. Oh, I got Wade. I'm not supposed to put the Wade in there.
Ah, yeah. No, you got to do the B word. Remember?
B word and filler only.
Yes.
It's asking me for my username and password.
Perfect. You're in the right spot. You did everything right. Let me see if it did it on this end.
Okay, good.
So there it goes. All right. So yes, they'll give you that login this afternoon on your onboarding. And just a reminder, that's at 4:00. And
yep,
they'll
I'll
call
ready.
You. Perfect. They'll call you. And congrats, Wade. You're all set.
Wow,
ready
that
to
was
go.
So easy, girl.
I'm glad.
That was so easy.
I'm glad to hear that.
And I will let you know, is it better to come in the winter or is it better to come in the spring?
Late spring, definitely.
Give me a perfect date.
Or, not Memorial Day weekend, but end of May, beginning of June.
That's not spring, is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was a desert.
Well, we're high desert, but the mountains are still closed down with snow into about the middle of May. So yeah, for us, the beginning of June is still spring pretty much.
Oh, wow.
But
so end of May is the perfect date.
Yep, or all of summer is great. It's the mountains. It's not hot up there. Temperatures are usually, about the 70s. Just
that's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay,
yep,
so
absolutely.
End of May. So when is the Memorial Day that you spoke of?
Oh, when is Memorial Day?
My OCD would go nuts if I saw the inside of that machine.
So we already had it this year. Memorial Day's done.
Oh, that's right. Memorial Day's in July.
Nope, it's May. May. What is it? The last Monday in May? Yeah, 29th of May next year is Memorial Day.
So the 15th would be good next year on the 15th.
Yeah, some of the trails might not be open yet. Some of them might still have snow on them, so they would be impassable if you do middle of May. So I'd go like early June.
Okay, like maybe the, let me look.
Did like June 3rd, 10th.
Month,
should be just
July,
about perfect then.
June, July.
Or this summer.
July the 3rd?
July is perfect. If you wanted to be here for the 4th of July, there's actually no place on the planet I would rather be for the 4th than out here. They do an amazing fireworks display over the mountains, and you get the reverberation up and down the valleys, but it's really people.
Wow.
Get there
the 3rd and stay until the 7th, and there's plenty of hotels and stuff there?
There are. You probably end up having to stay in Montrose as opposed to up in the mountains. It gets really peopley up in the high country for 4th of July.
So
but it's still...
Find a hotel in Montrose.
Yeah. Yep. And
so
you might,
third,
you know, I... That'd be just great timing. Yep.
Awesome.
So you let me know when you get your guys' hotel booked and when you're coming. I'll put it on our calendar and we'll plan on doing some touring.
That is awesome. You are great.
Oh, no problem. Always happy to show people around out here. This is, I guess I have to say, the third love of my life. There's a great place in town for that.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, Wade, I'm going to let you back to your day, and they would like me back on the phone. So,
all right.
I'm going to let you
for your help.
Absolutely. Thank you for your business. I appreciate it. And
thank
very
you.
Much a pleasure talking with you.
You too. And stay in touch and make sure you connect and check in on me every now and then.
I will do that. And if you need anything in between, don't hesitate to call me. You know how to reach me now.
I got it. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Wade. We'll talk to you soon.
See you next year.
All righty. Let me know when.
All right. I will.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Please do. Bye-bye.
Yep.